This year marks 50 years since women were officially allowed to run the Boston Marathon. Before 1972, many people didn't think women were strong enough to cover the distance, and they believed it would be harmful to their reproductive systems. But, of course, some women ran anyway. That includes Sarah Mae Berman, who has lived in Cambridge for 65 years. She's a mother of three, a competitive cross-country skier, and she won the Boston Marathon three times before women were sanctioned to run it. In 1970, she set a course record for women that stood for years. Here she is, reflecting on what it meant to run then and what it's like to see women run now.
It wasn't actually my idea to start running. After 1958, I'd had two children in 15 months and had been feeling very little control over my body. My husband Larry loved running. It made him feel happy. And he thought, why shouldn't it make me feel happy too? His idea about how I might spend my time was very unusual for that era. Back then, the ideal was June Cleaver. And she didn't play tennis or go swimming, let alone run in a road race. Back then, nobody thought women should run. Heaven forbid. They might sweat or develop ugly muscles. I started modestly. I worked up to running 2 miles around the track at MIT. Our kids sat on dirt piles where we could see them as Larry and I ran in circles. Once I got up to 2 miles, I was ready to declare victory. But Larry encouraged me to run farther and faster. By 1964, I was up to 5 miles, and I was working up to running at a faster pace. On the New England running circuit, women weren't allowed official entry in any of the road races. When I ran, the men I was running with didn't mind. They encouraged me on the course. They helped me go faster. Some said they wished their wives and girlfriends would run too. By 1969, I was ready to run Boston. Larry and I ran that race together. I'll always remember making that right on Hereford and then left on Boylston. It felt great. We grinned and held hands as we crossed the finish line. The 1970 race was my fastest ever. I ran a 3:05:07, that 7:03 pace. It was only in the 30s that year. A running friend gave me his gloves in Wellesley and continued on. I had to pull them on with my teeth because my hands were so cold. In 1971, I was leading the race until Nina Cusick passed me on the hill near Boston College. I really didn't like being in second. I sped up and passed her at the start of Beacon Street. I got a 30-second lead on Nina and held it until the finish. Then came 1972, the year women were finally permitted to run legally. I got the flu just before the race. I felt terrible, but I ran anyway. How could I not? 8 women ran that year: Nina, Kathy, Elaine, Ginny, Pat, Frances, Val, and me. Today, 12,200 will toe the line in Hopkinton, nearly half the field. I couldn't have imagined that a half century ago. When I first started running, Larry told me I could be a pioneer. I didn't appreciate what that meant until much later, but now I do. If a young mother can run marathons, then women all around the world know they can too.